Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New study finds that nearly 3 in 10 people are in a sexual dry spell that has lasted for almost a year. Most agree a dry spell means at least 5 months without sex. But researchers found that the 28%...
This would explain the rash of masturbation news that you've had lately. These guys are obviously in the middle of a dry spell.
Researchers found that the 28% that had been in a dry spell...
Got off when they heard that.
Well, 28% have been in a dry spell for 11 months. 10 months on average for men versus a year for women. The survey commissioned by intimate lifestyle company Lilo revealed that the average person endures 4 dry spells over their lifetime.
Well, a lot of people are single.
Right.
Since it's not easy to get laid.
What is considered a dry spell?
Most agree a dry spell means at least 5 months without sex.
Five months.
But 28% have been that way for 11 months.
I believe all
is
that.
Is there a scale like, the drought scale?
No.
Extreme?
There should be. You're right.
Well, there are extreme droughts, probably 2-3 years.
No, I'm talking about the weather droughts.
Oh, I'm talking about masturbation droughts. Sex droughts.
They should be the same scale for sex, because there's like 5 different levels of drought.
Right.
Now, this I don't get. 46%
like
of the
Dust
people.
Like Dust Bowl would be like, you've been getting that laid for like 10 years.
It's in the Dust Bowl of sex.
The next Ken Burns documentary series.
I'd watch that.
Now, this doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like, 46% of people in a dry spell say that they have relied on self-pleasure to get by.
46%? Half. That should be 100%.
Are there people still afraid to... Are there people out there that have sex that don't masturbate?
Yeah, there are people.
Well, these are people that are not having sex.
Right.
That are also not masturbating.
Right. There'd be 100% to get by, then.
That's not a life I want to live.
That's what we said. But we learned earlier from the masturbation machines that he was talking about that some people are too embarrassed to do that.
Well, that's to donate. That's why. It's a whole different thing.
None of us understand that.
38% of the people are exercising more. 1 of 4 participants just avoid their bedroom altogether and spend more time at work. 68% of the people that apparently are in the 46% that relied on self-pleasure, they are using sex toys. Nearly 1 in 5, 18%, in order to end the dry spell.
Get a hooker.
An ex.
Oh, yeah.
I'll reach out to an ex.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, 18%, getting rid of the dry spell, reach out to somebody and say, hey, how about a little help here?
Old drought buster.
How can we never get calls to be a drought buster?
Well,
not because we're married, but still.
That's probably it.
Just because girls can get laid when they want.
Yep.
That's why.
Had a buddy who used to call that going down to the salt box.
Would he lick it?
Nope. Think of what uses salt blocks.
Deer.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he was talking about deer.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I got it.
Okay, you do? Okay, write it down for me. Or just I'll tell me during the break.
Cows use salt blocks.
Cows.
There you go.
So all his exes were cows? I love that song, by the way.
No.
Just one.
That's a John Daly song.
Just one.
No, that was just his inspiration for where to target, if you will.
Oh, okay.
He'd go down to the salt blocks.
He would lower his standards.
Yes, sir.
And he called it the salt blocks.
He called it
which
the
is
salt blocks.
Not misogyny whatsoever. Guys are pigs, ladies, and don't think they're not.
Puss is looking at you like you're such a city slicker.
Exactly.
You don't know what salt licks are for.
I know what salt licks are for, but I always think it's for putting out for the deer, you know.
Hey, whatever works for you, man.
But a cow, yeah.
People were asked why they thought they were in a rut. Most people said relationship troubles. When I say most people, about a third of them say relationship troubles. A little bit less than a third said that they're just not focused on sex for the time being. Well, of course not. If you're not getting it, it's easy to get out of focus.
Yeah. And then, you know, you just get into a rut. And you should just exude this, I'm uneffable air.
Yeah.
So nobody wants anything to do with you.
One in four blamed being in a long-distance relationship. Of course you are.
Yeah.
And,
I have a girlfriend in another town.
Yeah.
Yeah, we believe that.
About 25% felt their busy work schedule kept them from having
is this
sex.
All ages? You know, when you're younger, things are a lot different.
It is all ages. If
you're just a brand new couple with no kids and you're going to each other's apartment, it's rabbit time. You know, so life changes a little bit. I get it.
Now, about half of the people in a dry spell.
Not the 8-month thing. No, hell no.
About half of the people in a dry spell say, you know, there is some upside to not getting any. 25% of them said that they'd save more money. Those would be dudes.
Yeah, you're right.
Not paying for dates.
Maybe dudes.
Hang on here. We're going to talk to Patty. Morning, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
How long has it been?
It's been 2 years as of this month.
Was it a breakup before that?
Yes.
So you've been single. Yes. You've been single for 2 months, 2 years. Excuse me.
Yes.
Well,
and
you're
literally not touching or kissing or nothing.
Well, you touch yourself, right?
Nope.
No,
I don't want to ask. I can't. I got to be careful about how we get into this on the radio. So I'd love to have more information on that, but I'm afraid we might cross into an area we're not allowed to talk about.
Have you had the opportunity?
Yes, I have. I mean, it has crossed my mind, but I was raised in a male-dominant home, so like my private area and stuff was always off limits.
Oh, so you've that's not you've talked to someone else about that probably, but so I mean, how about just finding a guy? You don't want to have sex with anybody right now, or you just don't?
No, he taught me a valuable lesson of just taking my time. It's my kids' dad, and we've been on and off for a lot of years, and this time around, as I just said, I'm done completely with men.
Oh, so you're not going back to your ex because you're done with him, right?
Yeah, I'm done with him completely, but I'm now kind of wanting to see a girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah,
they're out
there. Well, that makes more sense
then.
Yeah.
The plot thickens.
Yes. Well, and I think it has a lot to do with maybe, being raised in a male-dominant home, that there's probably a side of me attracted to females.
Well, you're probably just attracted to, good for you.
Now,
is there
a specific one right now that you're considering?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is she interested back?
Yes. Hey. She was the one that made the first, initiative.
Why are you not pursuing this? Why are you talking to us, and why aren't you?
I'm probably waiting for a nice night out with a couple of drinks.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. That does make sense.
Right. All right. Let us know when that happens.
I just thought, I just was listening to your statistics, and I just realized, there's just some people out there that just lose all interest in it and just have no...
Oh, I got
your
of course there is.
That makes sense.
Of course there is. All right.
Makes perfect sense.
All right, well, good luck with the ladies, all right?
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Give us a call when the drought's over.
Yeah. I don't want to get into the reason she doesn't touch herself, because that's obviously something she has to deal with maybe her therapist. But none of us understand that, because it's you're always with yourself.
I am.
And your hands reach.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. And none of us can ever, we can't understand that.
Right.
I mean, that's what you do.
Does not compute.
Yeah. I always know when I want me.
Well, and you always know what you like.
Yeah. Sometimes I disgust me, but I still want me. But I still want me.
In that case, I don't make any advances. I'll wait for the right moment.
In that case, I'm disgusted by myself, but that changes.
But I can't wait for the next time.
Well, it's usually afterwards that I'm disgusted with.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Interested, not interested. Right. Yeah.